Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got LeVar Huffany with us, ladies and gentlemen. LeVar is a new friend. He provides solutions to financial and operational challenges that small business owners have. He's a lecturer on personal finance and investing at City University of New York, and he's here to talk to us about some of the different options we have, and maybe some ideas on how we can fund these retirement options in ways that we didn't know about. LeVar Huffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. So I was telling the audience before you got here that having enough options, having different choices for how to fund a retirement plan for ourselves and for our employees, that's not really the challenge for small businesses. There's just about anything you know. It's hard to imagine that some retirement plan that the government makes available, tax deductible, tax deferred, isn't one there that will fit your situation. The challenge is not that. The challenge is finding the money to fund the stuff, to fund it with, because our businesses are standing in the front of, they're always in the front of the line, wanting money from us, and oftentimes justified. What do you think?
I absolutely agree, Jim. Many times business owners are leaving a lot of money on the table. And I say that because a lot of the business owners that I've worked with in the past, there are many ways that they can cut costs, maximize their revenue, in order to use some of that business cash to fund a lot of these different retirement plan options.
So tell us about it.
So for instance, if you're using an antiquated payroll system, maybe something that has been implemented a few years ago, there are options on the table now where you can probably reduce some of your administrative costs
right. By
20 to 50% by switching to cloud-based solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So just the switch right there would enable you to take some money out of the business to fund some of these retirement plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we can all work on improving our systems. But that's not going to change the fact our business is going to stand to say, okay, so you save money on payroll. You need a new truck. Here's the one you need to buy right here. So
right.
We need a new sign or whatever. There's always some place to put the money, and the challenge to me for small businesses is having I hate to call it discretionary, but that's kind of a way in terms of a business scenario. So it's almost discretionary to have that kind of cash above and beyond. Even if it can be sheltered by tax deferment, because a lot of small businesses don't pay a lot of taxes. They actually lose money. What do you think?
Right, and there are two sides to that coin. A lot of business owners that I've worked with in the past, they were encouraged by their accountant or CPA to take losses to minimize their tax liability or to pay no taxes at all.
Right.
Many times they shoot themselves in the foot because if they're trying to obtain a line of credit, they're trying to obtain traditional financing.
You're right about that.
They're not building
an attractive balance sheet and financial and operating statement to show the
absolutely.
Bank. That, no, I agree with that. That's
absolutely
true.
So in those circumstances, the best thing to do is sit down with a financial planner and your CPA and come up with a plan in order to be able to obtain lines of credit or alternative financing, possibly from a community development financial institution. They're a little bit more flexible when it comes to extending lines of credit and term loans.
Right.
So when you have that on the table, that gives you an alternative outside of the traditional banking system, and then you're still able to plan for your retirement. whether you're using traditional vehicles such as a solo 401k or group 401k, SEP IRA, or simple, or maybe some alternative options that allow you to invest in non-traditional assets or alternative assets like real estate.
One of the things I think it seems to me, and let me say this, I'm offering this advice, even though for years and years I didn't take it myself because I had myself, I got myself into the rut that I'm talking to people about, you know, that I think they may be in themselves. One of the things that when we build a budget for our business, we estimate the revenue and we estimate the expenses and we identify all the things that are going to be screaming at us. You need to pay me. You need to pay me. But we usually don't put a line item in there to pay yourself in the future. And if you don't have a line item in your operating statement that is dedicated to funding the future and driving your business, creating margins that will fund that, and making that one of the things that gets paid every year. If you don't make that a priority, you won't do it. It won't happen accidentally. Right. What do you think?
Absolutely agree. It's very important to make sure that you're compensated appropriately for your efforts. Many times, business owners expect to sell their business upon retirement, and as you know, Jim,
most of the time that doesn't happen.
Right. So what we would like to do is create that plan using some of these tax-deferred vehicles, your 401ks, simple IRAs, et cetera, in addition to working with your financial advisor, financial planner, and CPA to structure the business in a way that makes it most attractive in the future. So you want to be able to prepare yourself for a sale down the line. That's a possibility, and we should start thinking about that as soon as possible.
No, that's exactly right. That's another reason why you should have a good your balance sheet, your operating statement should look good, especially as you get closer to when you're going to sell your business. So these are things that everybody understands. It's just a matter of the alligators are always barking at us, and the believe it or not, the retirement planning is optional. Paying the rent is not. And that's what gets us into trouble, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, Lavar, I need your website, please.
Yeah. My website is www.fayohne.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. We come back. I'm going to get Lavar to talk to us about what. Let's go into some of the specific retirement plans that you can think about funding. Put on that line item of your operating statement. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.